In a world of conflicting values, when questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Now, here's the Word for Life broadcast, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church.
Well, thank you for joining us for another time here with Word for Life. And my name is Ken Keltner. I'm pastor at Brookside Baptist Church. And we're so thankful that you've joined us this morning. Maybe you're just getting up or you're on your way to work. We're thankful. And we want to just really be an encouragement and help to you. And if you don't have a church family, we would love for you to look us up at Brookside. And we'd love to minister to you in any way that we can. In the studio with me is Jack Gardner, who is really kind of going to be the one that's overseeing our whole radio production. And so, Jack, thank you for being, you know, in studio here today. And Jack will be with me here while we're going to begin a study next broadcast on the life of Joshua. Joshua is one of my favorite Old Testament characters. I have Joshua and Nehemiah just really... stood out to me. After I get to heaven, Jack, and I see my Lord and able see some family members, I'm going to be looking for Joshua and Nehemiah and others, and what a wonderful time that's going to be. And who would you say is your favorite Old Testament character?
I would say Joseph.
Joseph?
Yeah.
I think there will probably be a lot of people in your camp that really have enjoyed studying the life of Joseph. And it started young in his life. Mm-hmm. God's hand was on his life. A young man of extremely great character, had great spirit about him. And that's what really kept drawing many of the Egyptians to him, was this great spirit, even though, you know, it's, you know, the story with his brothers. But the thing about Joseph, Jack, that always has just resonated about... He called sin what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, when Potiphar's wife was enticing him, he said, "How can I sin and do this great wickedness against God?" And that's what sin is. It's a great wickedness against God. So I'm sure many of you out there would say Joseph is one of your Old Testament favorite characters. But we're going to be looking at Joshua next broadcast. And really our whole theme is going to be the legacy that Joshua left. I mean, he ended it with is, "For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord." Mm-hmm. And he'd walked by faith and not by fear. And we're going to talk about that, because people today are driven by fear more than they're driven by faith. And that's even, unfortunately, some believers. I'll share a little bit of Jack and I want to just touch on our lives and our testimony. I came to Christ at a young age. My dad and mom were led to the Lord by a couple, George and Nadine Sims. They're with the Lord today. They were from upstate New York and studying at a Christian college in Greenville, Bob Jones University. And my dad was military, lived next door. My mom and dad lived next door to the Sims. And George and Nadine invited him over, shared the gospel. And one evening, my mom and dad trusted the Lord. And my dad, after military, was my mom and dad both from Wichita, Kansas. And he came to the Lord and said, "Man, I want to serve the Lord," after the war. And ended up, he pastored for about 50 years. And then God was using my mom and dad in my life. I came to the Lord at a young age and have wanted to serve him. I think I've told you, Jack, that I wrestled a little bit about being a youth pastor for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I was just disobedient, didn't want to do what God wanted me to do. And God kept working in my life. And I remember that night, I was driving back from Muskogee, Oklahoma. And I said, "God, you have all of me. Mm-hmm. You want me doing youth, working with youth, I'll do that. You have a specific plan, a specific group of people, a specific place you want me to minister, and I want to be faithful to that." And so I ended up doing that for 20 years. Primarily in Oklahoma and Colorado. I am originally from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Kathy and I both are from Oklahoma, and that's where we met at 4 years of age in church. And we were just good friends growing up, and now we're thankful to have four boys, and they're all married to godly ladies, and we have 8 grandchildren. And our first, just our oldest at 6, just told us that he came to Christ just a few weeks ago, so we were thankful to hear that. So, Jack, tell us a little bit about yourself and your own testimony and what God's been doing there in your life.
Well, you know, I had made a profession of faith early early on in my life, probably low teens, and but really my life, at, you know, from that point forward, wasn't reflecting anything. You know, I wouldn't say of Jesus, and you know, fast forward to you know, around 2008 or so, mm-hmm. a lot of fear about the world, the way it was going. You know, really not liking what I was seeing, and you know, and Lord using fear, you know, to seek him out. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
And so,
Proverbs.
Yeah. So at any rate, I just really started seeking him out and finally bought a Bible for the first time as an adult. And wow, was I in store for an eye opener because, you know, I had formulated all, you know, my opinion based on this and that and then this and that. And, you know, I could probably hold a room with my view, you know, wasn't the right view. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't believe how off track I was when I finally started to get in the Word and just... And then really just see, you know, Jesus truly was the Son of God and truly seeing why he came to die for my sin and for the sins, you know, of those that are saved and all mankind, you know, yet extending the invitation to all. And yeah. And so I truly started to finally understand, you know, what God's purpose was for his Son and then... reading the words of Jesus and just being blown away and by him and just thinking, well, there's no question this is the Son of God because you couldn't corner him. And I was just amazed by him and started seeing things obviously change for the better. Although, you know, some rough sifting of sanctification I've yeah. seen plenty of over the years.
We're always in that aspect of sanctification. And if you're just joining us, my name's Ken Keltner, pastor at Brookside Baptist Church, and this is Word for Life on WVCY, and we're thankful for this opportunity. And I have in studio Jack Gardner with me today. Jack is just sharing his testimony. Came to the Lord as an adult reading the Bible and reading Scripture and seeing his need of a Savior. And then as you were talking about God, you know, changing us and working in our lives and there's always, you know, I've told you before, the kids have that song, He's Still Working on Me to Make Me What I Ought to Be. Mm-hmm. I always tell people that. That seems to be my theme song. God, you know, we're never at a point where we say God's not working on us
mm-hmm.
Or working on me. And so I know you had a time that you've shared before here with a video, a little video program, specifically in the area of forgiveness. And you know, that is a key that many believers can struggle in. They're not willing to forgive people. I mean, maybe it could be a mom, a dad, a mm-hmm. grandpa, a grandma, maybe it's someone within the church family or what. But they seem to be unforgiving, and Paul deals with that in Colossians chapter 3 very specifically. And when we were doing our family series, we hit a section there on forgiveness because I'm amazed how many people are still angry at people who've gone on and are with the Lord even. Mm-hmm. And might they're still angry at a dad or a mom. And I know you had a scenario where God was working in your life in this area of forgiveness. Why don't you just share that with us?
Well, you know, it's amazing because even speaking for myself, I can totally relate to that. That somehow, you know, I am, you know, elevated in not forgiving someone. But the fact of the matter is that, no, I'm not. I'm expected to. And really, that came into clear focus when I was reading the words of Jesus, paraphrasing. But, you know, you need to forgive. You've been forgiven. And, you know, if I've been forgiven, who am I to hold that over someone else? And I think that perspective right there is what really snaps it into place. Because when you think, I have no business being forgiven, it's his grace and mercy is the only reason why that is.
Exactly.
And so that came into focus with me because... You know, in my life, I had an incident where my sister, Jennifer, was murdered back in the late 80s, and it was a terrible, heinous murder, very violent, and just a ripping your heart out type thing. And, you know, not only for the, you know, her pain that you went through, but obviously just the events that wrapped around it. And so I knew I had not forgiven them, and...
You're talking about the ones that took her life.
Yes, yeah. The ones that took her life. I got convicted about it, so I hadn't seen that scripture, and I thought, well, I haven't done that. And so I made three attempts to do it in prayer, didn't do it. But finally I did, and then once I did, it really, not that I forgot it, but this heavy burden that had been just sitting on my shoulders and my heart, you know, and that hatred or whatever was really gone. And so you really do know that you've made a change there, or that God's made a change, rather. You haven't, but like he's made a change in your heart, because then you actually are praying for them. And so praying for their salvation. And, you know, I had been praying to the Lord, and Lord, if you want me to go talk to them, you know, I don't really have that kind of courage or whatever I'm supposed to do, but I kind of opened it up. And, you know, like he does, he opened up a resentencing trial for one of them, and I was able to go in there and give them a victim impact statement, which included my testimony of forgiveness for them. And the Lord, being as powerful as he is, put it right out on online for everyone to see, which I never thought would happen. And mm-hmm. that's the power of him. So mm-hmm. it was a fearful moment, though. It was a fear. Well, I shouldn't say moment. It was a fearful time, because I, you know, it was my, you know, David and Goliath moment, one of many, but that mm-hmm. was a big one. And yet I saw him just completely at work.
And you got to do that right there in the courtroom, and yeah. even give the fella the gospel message there. How powerful. You know, you mentioned something about, you know, you can forgive, but people will often say, well, when you forgive, you forget. Well, going back to your favorite Old Testament character, Joseph, his brothers were very nervous, you know, when he revealed himself to them. And Joseph actually told them, this is what you did to me. Mm-hmm. He had forgiven them. Mm-hmm. But he hadn't forgotten. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people think, well, you forgive, you're to forget. We don't ever forget, but we still forgive. Mm-hmm. And that is the work of God in our lives. And so what a great opportunity God gave you there. And talking about fear and faith, and that's what we're going to be seeing as we go through the study in the life of Joshua. And four times in the first chapter, he's going to tell Joshua, be strong and courageous. You don't need to be afraid. Mm-hmm. So I hope that you'll be able to join us for those for the broadcast, as we're going to take that series with Joshua, faith versus fear, and how God moved and used him in such a wonderful way. And you know, I don't know, Jack, if you get frustrated sometimes thinking, man, you know, am I the only one wanting to serve the Lord? You know, Elijah, he brought that to the Lord, and the Lord said, hey, I got 7,000 out there that are serving the Lord. But Joshua, one phrase, and most people have it, Jack, on their front door or their front porch in some way, and it says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And that was Joshua's message. That was his life. That's how he lived, and what a legacy he left, not only for the children of Israel, but God has used Joshua in the lives of many of us and has preserved that story, that narrative of Joshua's life and how he lived for the glory of God. So I hope you'll be able to join us. Thank you again for joining us for Word for Life. And again, my name's Ken Keltner, pastor at Brookside Baptist Church. If we can be of help to you, please give us a call or come by and see us. We would love to meet you. Thank you and have a great day.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. If you have a question we can answer, or would like information on the Word for Life, would like to donate to help continue to produce this broadcast, or need resources for your Christian walk, contact us at Brookside Baptist Church, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. You can also visit us at brooksidebc.org. That's brooksidebc.org. Or call us at 262-783-6180. That's 262-783-6180. Thanks for listening today, and please tune in again as we bring the Word of God to your life.